I feel like I have so many questions about that. Like, is that legal to operate this whole company offshore and do the kinds of financial things that you couldn't do here in the U.S.? But I also want to talk about this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried. What's he like?
He's 30 years old. He grew up in the Bay Area. Both of his parents were professors at Stanford Law, which becomes funny later when you understand that the dad focused in part on corporate governance and the mom focused in part on ethics, which are two things that the company was revealed to be lacking in, to understate it wildly. But he grew up obviously in a, you know, in a very intellectual environment. He ended up going to MIT for college, where he studied physics and math, and then ended up heading to Wall Street after college to a little investment firm called James Street, where he learned how to trade. And while he was there, the cryptocurrency industry sort of took off. And he noticed that there were opportunities in the infancy of this industry to make certain kinds of trades that were basically sure bets. And so he left the company in 2017 to start his own firm called Alameda Research. And this was a hedge fund. And the founding purpose of the hedge fund was just to take advantage of differences in Bitcoin in different countries. And so he had a team of people that he was sending out around the world to buy and sell Bitcoin and take advantage of this price differential and pocketing huge amounts of money very quickly. He was making millions and millions of dollars.
Interesting.
And that became the kind of seed money for FTX, the trading platform that he went on to found, that really rocketed his wealth and prestige into a completely different, you know, level.
So when I've seen footage of Sam Bankman-Fried in the past, I get this impression that he's kind of awkward and also really not like your typical finance executive.
So he is a self-described nerd who has this very distinctive mop of curly dark hair and presented himself really as a slob. I mean, he would show up for conferences with heads of state in a what became his kind of signature uniform of an FTX-branded T-shirt and cargo shorts and running shoes. And I mean, he took the stage with Tony Blair and Bill Clinton in the Bahamas at an FTX conference wearing this. He would show up to very important meetings with investors wearing this. This was his calling card. Like, he just rolled off of the beanbag that he slept in his office for whatever meeting he happened to be taking.